Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this third Sunday after Pentecost, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, "Take Up Your Cross, the Savior Said, If You Would My Disciple Be." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the third Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Luke chapter 9, verses 51 to 62. When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead of him, who went and entered the village of the Samaritans, to make preparations for him. But the people did not receive him because his face was set toward Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw it, they said, "Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them?" But Jesus turned and rebuked them. And they went on to another village. And they were going along the road. Someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he said, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Yet another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home." Jesus said to him, "No one who puts his hands to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name and nourish us with all goodness, that we may love and serve our neighbor. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, "Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to be a disciple and a follower of Jesus as we take up our own cross and follow him wherever he goes. The words we sang in the hymn of the day, I can hear my Savior calling, take thy cross and follow, follow me. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 9, with special attention to the following verses. As they were going along the road, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus said, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, I will follow you wherever you go. What a wonderful and yet at the same time challenging statement on this Sunday morning as we once again worship and praise our Lord Jesus Christ. I will follow you wherever you go. And yet if I were to ask you, do we follow Jesus? The words we sang shortly before in the hymn of the day, where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. Or do we sometimes procrastinate? Do we also give all kinds of excuses? Lord, I am too busy right now. Lord, I have other priorities in my life that needs my attention right now. Yes, do we follow Jesus? Or do we sometimes also procrastinate and give all kinds of excuses, just like these two men did? Because that is precisely what happened. Unfortunately, they had other things that were more important to them before they could commit themselves to Jesus and follow him. As a matter of fact, all of this happened as Jesus sent some messengers ahead of him to make preparations for him and his disciples in a village of the Samaritans. But as soon as they arrived at the first village, they were met with great hostility and opposition by the Samaritans, because Jesus' face was set toward Jerusalem. In other words, Jesus concerned to save first the people of Jerusalem, as he cried out in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent you, how often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. As a matter of fact, the Samaritans were hostile to the Jews as they made their 3-day journey through Samaria for the festivals in Jerusalem. Samaritans refused overnight shelter for the Jewish pilgrims, so that they had to travel on the east side of the Jordan River on their way from Galilee to Jerusalem. So when the two disciples, James and John, saw this, they were prepared to fight back. They were ready to retaliate. They even asked Jesus, Lord, do you want us to tell fire to come down from heaven and consume them? Jesus said no. Instead, he rebuked them and told them to go on to another village in Samaria. And as they were on their way to another village in Samaria, someone suddenly came up to Jesus and was willing to follow him. He said, I will follow you wherever you go. But Jesus responded to him immediately, saying, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. This became very clear when Jesus said to another one, Follow me. But he replied immediately, saying, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. In other words, Lord, I will follow you after I have buried my father first. So Jesus said to him, Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And then another one said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. Yes, Lord, I will also follow you after I have had enough time to take care of my family and plan for my departure before saying goodbye to them. So Jesus also said to him, No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And unfortunately, that also continues to be true today. It is very easy to procrastinate. Lord, I am too busy right now. Lord, I have other priorities in my life that needs my attention right now. And yet, to be a disciple and follower of Jesus, we must take up our own cross and follow him wherever he goes and wherever he leads us. The words we sang during the hymn of the day, I can hear my Savior calling, take thy crosses and follow me. Because that is precisely what Jesus has done for us. As he took our cross all the way to Mount Calvary and suffered and died for our sins as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. And if we have failed in the past in our commitment to follow Jesus and to take up our own cross, Jesus never fails us or turns his back on us. No. Jesus stepped up to the plate and went to bat for us. St. Paul writes in his letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8, that Jesus made himself nothing as he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. The words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 10, verse 45, For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Do we follow Jesus? I will follow you wherever you go. Or do we sometimes procrastinate? Do we also give all kinds of excuses? Lord, I am too busy right now. Lord, I have other priorities in my life that needs my attention right now. I hope not. I hope and pray that we are always ready and prepared to follow Jesus wherever he goes. To be a disciple and a follower of Jesus. To take up our own cross and follow him. To repent and promise with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. To do better in our commitment to him and follow him all the way. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we promise to renew our commitment to follow Jesus wherever he goes, to follow him all the way to the cross, and also share with those who are still lost without Jesus as their Savior the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always as we make a commitment to be a disciple and a follower of Jesus and take up our own cross and follow him wherever he goes. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, O Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. Pray. Almighty and everlasting God, today we continue to pray for the families who have lost their loved ones through the mass killings during the past month, for peace and an end to the invasion and war in Ukraine, to keep us safe from any danger, harm, or evil, from the threat of a nuclear war, to help us cope with the economic inflation right now at the grocery store, at the gas pump, to help us with the call for gun control in our nation without compromising the Second Amendment to the Constitution, to protect the members of the United States Supreme Court and their families from any threats of harm or danger. Again, to protect all law enforcement as they enforce law and order in the streets of our nation, and to curb and stop the illegal immigration into our nation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we also pray again for all those who are sick or recovering from their illness in our family, in the circle of our friends and neighbors, and especially here at church, and any others in need of your help, as well as keeping us and everyone else safe and healthy from the strain of another coronavirus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious and merciful Father, we also ask that you continue to help us at Shepherd in the Pines as we continue to struggle financially to keep our ministry alive and the doors of our church open so that we can share the gospel of Jesus Christ in our community. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask all these petitions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this third Sunday after Pentecost, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, O Master, let me walk with thee. Amen.